The Book of Genesis, Chapter 47. Then Joseph went in and told Pharaoh and said, "My father and my brothers and their flocks and their herds and all that they have come out of the land of Canaan. And look, they are in the land of Goshen." And from among his brothers he took 5 men and presented them to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brothers, "What is your occupation?" And they said to Pharaoh, "Your slaves are shepherds, both we and our fathers." And they said to Pharaoh, "To sojourn in the land we have come, for there is no pasture for your slaves' flocks, for the famine is intense in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, we pray you, let your slaves dwell in the land of Goshen." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "They may dwell in the land of Goshen. And if you know that there are among them capable men, put them in charge of my herds." And Jacob and his sons came to Egypt to Joseph, and Pharaoh the king of Egypt heard it. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Your father and your brothers have come to you. Look, the land of Egypt is before you. You may settle your father and your brothers in the best of the land." And Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How many are the days of the years of your life?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they haven't attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage." And Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and went out from the presence of Pharaoh. And Joseph placed his father and his brothers, and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brothers and all his father's household with bread, according to their families. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very intense, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan fainted by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the silver that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the grain which they bought. And Joseph brought the silver into Pharaoh's house. And when the silver was all spent in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For we are out of silver." And Joseph said, "Give your cattle, and I will give it to you for your cattle if you are out of silver." And they brought their cattle to Joseph. And Joseph gave them bread in exchange for the horses and for the flocks and for the herds and for the donkeys. And he fed them with bread in exchange for all their cattle for that year. And when that year was ended, they came to him the second year and said to him, "We will not hide from my lord how that our silver is all spent, and the herds of cattle are my lord's. There is nothing left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be slaves to Pharaoh. And give us seed that we may live and not die, and that the land not be desolate." So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his field, because the famine was intense on them, and the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he made them slaves from one end of the border of Egypt even to its other end. Only the land of the priests he didn't buy, for the priests had a portion from Pharaoh, and ate their portion which Pharaoh gave them. Therefore they didn't sell their land. Then Joseph said to the people, "Look, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Look, here is seed for you, and you will sow the land. And it will come to pass at the ingatherings that you will give a fifth to Pharaoh, and 4 parts will be your own, for seed of the field and for your food, and for them of your households and for food for your little ones." And they said, "You have saved our lives. Let us find favor in the sight of my lord, and we will be Pharaoh's slaves." And Joseph made it a statute concerning the land of Egypt to this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth. Only the land of the priests alone didn't become Pharaoh's. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen. And they got possessions in it, and were fruitful, and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the days of Jacob, the years of his life, were 147 years. And the time drew near that Israel must die, and he called his son Joseph, and said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, put, I pray you, your hand under my thigh and deal kindly and truly with me. Don't bury me, I pray you, in Egypt, But when I sleep with my fathers, you will carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burying place. And he said, I will do as you have said. And he said, Swear to me. And he swore to him. And Israel bowed himself on the head of the bed.